What would it mean if you call somebody a queer?
Some people use that word to describe, I guess that's what they're referring to. I'm trying to think of the word I'm trying to think of. What?
Homosexual.
Homosexual, yeah. You know.
Has the word queer meant homosexual as far back as you can remember, or is that just recently?
I assume as far back. I was fortunate I wasn't exposed to a lot of those words when I was growing up. I would guess it was, I don't know.
Someone who makes up his own mind and he's going to do things his way, you can't argue with him. You call him?
Stubborn, bullheaded. I've heard that term. I'd say he was a very stubborn person.
What about someone that you can't tease? Just the least little thing he gets upset.
He would be a very nervous type person. Or
anything you say, he'll take it personally.
Yeah, I can't take offense at it. I would say that he needs some help, you know.
Do you ever call him testy or touchers or anything like that?
No.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
upset.
And if he wasn't speaking to you, you'd say that he's still
upset.
Okay. And someone's about to lose their temper. You might tell them that just.
Well, I'd say, well, either hold your temper or.
Or keep
quiet, or either just consider everybody else that's involved and kind of act, treat them or show the same respect for them that you want them to show for you.
And say if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, I've used the expression, I'm pooped.
What about wear out? You say you're completely
worn out. Yeah.
And say if you're taking a trip somewhere and you had small children in the car, they kept asking you when you're going to get there and everything. You tell them, just calm down, we'll be there.
Y'all find something else to do or play with your toys? Or?
You ever say we'll be there by and by? Do you ever use that expression?
No, I've heard it. A lot of times, the older people, we'll get that by and by, and someday, or, you know, depending on the length of time and how long it was supposed to take you to get there in the first place.
That sounds like an old-fashioned expression. Okay?
I would think so.
Talk about things that children play with. You mentioned toys. Any other name for toys?
Play things, play pretties.
What does play pretty mean?
I guess something that they play with that is pretty to them. I don't know.
Do you associate that with a small child or with a...
I would say children 6, 7 years old, kids.
And if a person had been well and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
became ill or got sick.
And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in sneezing and everything, you'd say he went out in the rain and he...
caught a cold or is taking a cold.
And if you do that, you'd say you have a...
bad cough, sometimes sniffles.
And if you've got a cold and you can't talk right, you sound a little bit...
Hoarse.